Hey, it's Michael Sparks here. It's our AMSOIL dealer training call, and it's Monday, November 16th. I always forget to change the date on this thing. It's November 16th all day today, and guess what? We have 38 days till Christmas, folks. Hard to believe that Thanksgiving is in 10 days. Tick-tock, this year is about done, but it's not too late to get many things on your goal list accomplished. There's still time to find new customers, sponsor new dealers, become T1 if you're not T1, help your new dealers become T1, get graphics on your vehicles, build a new AMSOIL website, make new connections, and help others. Don't underestimate yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. We appreciate you calling in tonight. Really, we do. And if you're listening to this on the recording, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. We hope these calls help you have more success and better motivation in your AMSOIL business. We're really excited about the future of AMSOIL. Hard to believe 15 years ago that I started this business. Didn't have any background in sales, didn't have any background in lubrication or anything like that, and I've made a successful AMSOIL business over these years. And tonight I want to bring up a few things that maybe will help you have more success. You see, there's three times of people in this business. One is the person that thinks this is a get-rich-quick scheme. They think they could go out and make some significant income in the first few months or first year of their AMSOIL business, the get-rich-quick person. The other kind of person doesn't really see much of being an AMSOIL dealer. They paid their $15 or the $30, and they might buy a little product for themselves, or they might sell some stuff to their friends and not really see that this is a legitimate business, and they never produce any kind of long-term success. They don't give any effort, and therefore nothing happens in their business. Then there's this other person, the third person, who sees the potential but also realizes that AMSOIL business, just like any legitimate business opportunity, takes time to blossom. It takes effort in the beginning, but over time, someone can earn more and more with less effort. This person, that's the person we're looking for, the person that sees the potential of the AMSOIL business, the person that realizes that they have something that they were able to start on their own without a significant upfront cost and turn it into whatever their desires and dreams are. You see, I've been frustrated in the past, and sometimes I still get frustrated. I think I should be doing more, or the business should be doing more. But when I get this way, what I really should be doing is looking in the mirror and telling myself, for this business to do more, I must do more. And more importantly, I must become more. You see, I'm not the same person that started the AMSOIL business back in 2000. I guarantee every single successful AMSOIL dealer you see in the magazine or anybody you talk to at any of the AMSOIL conventions, they're not the same person that when they started their business. They have went through all the exact same experiences that anyone else has had to start any business. They've had the ups and downs, and they persevered, and they learned, and they grew, and they had become successful. And I want to give you a few tips tonight that will help you out on the road to higher levels of achievement. And, of course, more income in your pocket. That's why we're all listening in tonight, because we want to have more income, and we want to be more successful. This doesn't matter if you're the person who just wants to earn his $30 investment back or pay for their own products through their own sales, or the dealer that wants to earn a full-time income, or even that AMSOIL dealer that sees the true potential of the AMSOIL business that's put in front of them, the ability to become financially free with an unlimited income potential, and the fact that the most successful AMSOIL dealer probably isn't even registered yet. You see, our world is changing so rapidly. Technology is helping people just like you and I become successful with less money, with less effort, and in quicker time than ever before. How many calls could you make dialing a rotary phone before your finger fell off? Maybe some people listening to this call tonight have never even seen a dial telephone, except maybe on reruns of MASH or something. How many customers could you reach going out like they did in the old days? Before there was email or social media, the average person can get more done with less than ever before. But we also have a lot of distractions. So beware of those distractions, these time killers that we waste every day. And I'm just as guilty as anybody. That's all I can talk about these. So tonight I'm going to talk about the shortcuts to success. Believe it or not, there are no get-rich-quick ways in AMSOIL. There's no marketing funnels you can buy or online gimmicks that can help you build your business. The long way is the short way. A 15-minute conversation is way more powerful than sending out 150 email blasts or marketing your place on Facebook. You see, building relationships is the key. Build a list of people to call every day. Building relationships. Call 2 to 3 people and have a 10 or 15-minute conversation. Don't waste people's time, but just build a relationship, build trust, and build social capital. And if you start building a list of people to call every single day, I guarantee your business will start growing. Spend 90% of your time connecting with people face-to-face or over the phone, and 10% online through social. You see, social, while it is a very great thing to have, more business is still done today face-to-face or over the phone than on Facebook or any of these other places. That's just a matter of the fact. And people, I actually talked to a new dealer that was afraid to sign up because he's not on Facebook and all these other things. And I said, still to this day, 90% of business is still done face-to-face, belly-to-belly. And that's one great way to spend your time is connecting with those people face-to-face. Number 3, limit your time on Facebook. If you could limit to 15 minutes a day, I know it's hard and it's a struggle. I struggle with this, but it does waste a lot of time, and I realize that. And one of my goals for the new coming year is to spend less time on Facebook. Unless you're doing something that is productive for your business, whether it's sharing a blog post or information, we waste a lot of time reading through a lot of junk. Especially with this tragedy that happened in Paris. You know, things happen every single day. We can't stop those things. The only thing we can really have control over is things that we can do to help build our businesses or take care of our own selves or those people that we care about most in our own family. We can't do anything. So spending time on Facebook, wasting time, that's one way to take away from your business and not add to it. When you, again, number 4 is limit your TV time. I don't know if, how many people watch hours and hours of TV. They say the average person, today watches 4 to 5 hours of TV a day. If you could limit that time, you could spend that time, doing things, for your business. We're really getting into the silly season with politics. We were talking before the call, Donald Trump and all that stuff. Honestly, I don't watch much TV, and you know, I know the people that are, you know, running for president or some of the things that are going on in the country, and I just try to ask myself, what can I do about it? Really not much, but I can spend time reading and listening to positive and productive audio, reading books, helping people on my team, contacting my customers, sending out information to help my customers, buy products. Stuff like that. So limit your TV time, and if you don't think you watch much TV, probably should write down and really figure out, keep a log of when you watch it, and if you could limit to that to 30 minutes or 45 minutes to an hour a day, that would do a lot to increase your time to work on your business. Seek out and do business with people that would do business with us. Create a win-win situation. See, I just went and bought a new car a couple weeks ago, and I could have bought a car pretty much anywhere, but I wanted to do a place that I already had a relationship with, a place that I have the potential to do business, and it looks like I am going to have these guys as a new retail on the shelf account. You know, do business with people that want to do business with you, and seek those people out and ask for referrals. If you're looking for heating and air conditioning, you know, why not have a place that you have the potential to have a commercial account, and maybe call around and say, look, I'm looking to get this done, but I'm looking for people that I can refer business to, that would refer business to me. It's called creating a network. This is the foundation of networking organizations like BNI or any other type of group that is similar to BNI. So seek out and do business with people that would do business with us. Number six, if you're going to market to your people, appreciation marketing is much better than just marketing. People want to be appreciated. If you're just sending out your marketing message to people, they will turn it off very quickly. This is true online, this is true through email, and this is true face-to-face as well as through mailing. So if all you're doing is basically spamming people, they put you in the junk folder pretty quick. But if you appreciate people, send messages. How are you doing? You know, if you find out something's happened to somebody or a family member, tell people you're concerned and that you care about other people and be cognizant of other people's feelings. Going back to the politics now, not everybody has the same political view, and that's okay. It creates diversity. But, you know, just be aware of that and appreciate other people. I think you'll get a lot more traction that way than just blasting out your products and information on your products and your business opportunity or whatever. I'm not saying not to tell people what you do or how you can help them, but if that's all you do 24/7, people turn off pretty quick. You know, the AMSL business is designed to be built on a shoestring budget that builds over time. No one makes a full-time income in the first few months. Or even the first year or so, unless you're installing the products or delivering, maybe, but then all you've done is created a job for yourself. What you want to do is create a business that you can do for the rest of your life. Well, it takes money to make money. Compared to other franchises, the business, the AMSL business, upfront cost is minimal. We say we put a lot of sweat equity up front, and then we get that back tenfold in return. Consider working towards duplication in your AMSL business. This can be done through sponsoring. When we first get started, it's all on you. It's all on myself. When I first got started, we all started at the exact same place. We paid our $30 for the year, and we had no customers. We had no dealers that were sponsored or anything. And the more activities you do in sponsoring and adding new accounts and customers to your business, the more duplication you're creating, this is allowing you then to concentrate on other areas of your business to expand even more. So just remember, it doesn't start with just you, or it doesn't end with just you. It starts with just you, but it doesn't end that way, and you should consider working on duplication in your business. AMSOIL has more potential than some franchises that are cost hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. We don't have any overhead. We don't have to have a location. We don't have to pay a lot of the fees, franchise fees. We don't have to have a building that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars on Main Street. We can build this business from our home on very little money. And some of these franchises, you know, you could put $500,000 or $1 million in and still not make money for the first several years or even longer. The exact same skills are required to start and run any business, meaning business skills. I'm not talking about, you know, being a plumber, electrician, etc. I'm talking about customer-focused business development and team building. These skills are required no matter what type of business you have. And there's really no other business like an AMSOIL business or any similar home-based business that allows you to build this with the type of upfront capital that we have the ability to do. You know, basically we can start this for $30 and go from there. And really it's just not a better business out there. People have asked me, how do I get my group to grow faster? Well, the first thing I say is do something that others will follow. Promote things that anyone can do, like these calls or AMSOIL training or webinars, conventions. You have to be doing the things yourself in order to expect others to do it. Lead and others will follow. Another key is to let go of the struggle. You see, we all struggle, and it's hard. It's hard on everyone. It's just as hard for me as it is for anybody else. I was not born with any kind of silver spoon or anything like that. I just had to struggle and get through it. And the key is to let go of it. When you let go of the struggle, you then can find the right people to join your business. The right people are out there. There are people right now looking for an opportunity that we have. The key is to be able to look past your own struggles, your own disappointments, your own shortcomings, and be able to allow them to afford them the opportunity to work with you and with AMSOIL. Most people don't have what it takes to go the distance. Most people quit before they even get to the point where the business starts growing exponentially. Going the distance will help you find the people that are going to join your business. So be prepared to go the distance. How many people have never considered working with AMSOIL? Or heck, how many people have never even heard of AMSOIL? I still get this. Even after 45 years, a company that's been around for 45 years, there's people that have never heard of AMSOIL. I believe there's an entrepreneurial revolution going on today. What about people doing Uber or selling on eBay or online sales? You name it. There's entrepreneurs everywhere you go. I believe people are waking up to the notion that working 40 hours a week for 35 or 40 years, that doesn't sound very enticing to anyone. And people are realizing there's another way. One of the big things about Uber, you know, you have the flexibility of being able to work at it when you want to work at it and being able to turn it off when you don't. And of course, with Uber, you don't have any kind of ability to have leverage or anything like that. You're basically trading time for money, but it is still an entrepreneurial endeavor. You work for yourself. You don't work for the company Uber. And you get paid when they when you pick up somebody and drop them off down the street or what have you. So what if you could work for 10 or 20 hours a week part-time, create a long-term business that will pay an income even if you decide to stop working? This is what we have to offer in the AMSOIL business, but you have to work it for it to work for you. I have people in my family that have worked for 50 years or more, and they still have to work because it's hard to make ends meet. I decided when I was 30 that I didn't want to be like that. More and more people every day are waking up to the same fact. This is especially true for the younger generation. Even my daughter, who's 23, about to graduate from college, told me today that she did not want just a job that she is tied to. She wants flexibility. She wants more options than what a traditional job offers. She wants to be a free agent. We don't know if she's going to be interested in the AMSOIL business or not. That's okay, too. There's plenty of time for her to figure that out. Find your success, your formula for success. How do you do this business? You have to learn, then you have to try, then you have to learn some more and try some more, and then do what others do and add your own flair, and it will happen. You can't create a business just like mine or any other buddy that you see in the AMSOIL magazine or any other leaders. Each person has their own business, but what we all have is basic fundamentals. We have work ethic, determination, customer-focused, willing to learn, and not take anything personally, and then this will determine whether you make it or not. So you have to learn how to create your own business and find your own formula for success. Take some basic fundamentals, some basic things that all AMSOIL dealers do, which is, you know, they build their business, they learn how to communicate, they have determination, they work on it on a regular basis, and then you'll find your niche, what works best for you, where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. Focus on your strengths. If you're not good in something, well, then why try to bang your head against the wall making yourself better at it? I can guarantee you I'm never going to be a painter or a singer. I don't do either one of those well. I couldn't paint a picture to save my life. I can't even draw stick figures if I had to. So I don't work on those things. I work on the things I'm good at. The hardest part in the AMSOIL business is the beginning. I promise the more you work at it, the better you get. The more education you give yourself, the more people you meet, the more ideas that come to mind that you try, the more success you will have. And before I close tonight, I really want to talk about one thing of once you have the success in the business, you know, how many stars or how many lottery winners have you, movie stars or, you know, big name sports players that are broke You know, they, what did they do with the money? That's what you want to focus on. Don't wait until you become successful in AMSL and then decide, well, how do I control all this money that's coming in? You have to learn about what to do with the money now while your business is growing. You see, if we are not prepared for the income, it can be quickly squandered and lost. Many of these people that win the lottery, they take the wrong advice and they lose that money immediately or within a short time after winning the lottery. And maybe one of the reasons it takes a while to really build up an AMSL business is because we have to figure out what to do with the money. So start right now on your financial future. Work towards learning and understanding different types of investments and how to save and get out of debt and all that stuff. You know, where do you invest your money? First and foremost, investing in yourself is never a bad idea. And I'm not going to tell you where to invest your money, but get a game plan together or seek out someone who can mentor you through financial independence. As your income increases, it will be even more important to figure out what to do with the money. Personally, I listen to financial podcasts. I read a lot of books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Millionaire Next Door, Financial Peace, Financial Fitness, The Richest Man in Babylon, and many other books on the subject. As they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Consider learning about more than one financial idea and implement those right now. While your business is growing, don't wait until you have a strong growing business and not take action on investing and saving for the future. I'm going to talk real quick. I'm going to go over a list, but I'm going to put this list in my show notes of the call tonight. But here's some ideas to accelerate the growth of your business. Work on sorting people, dreaming, communicating your vision through stories, working consistently, finishing what you start, being generous, sending out to give, meeting new people, recognizing that we don't want everyone, we just want the right ones. That goes back to sorting. Growing in all areas, personally and in business, promoting, patience, resourcefulness, faith, working the numbers, deserving, loving, hanging out with positive and supportive people, leading, allowing and letting go, and building. Those are ideas that you may want to consider working on, all of those attributes that will accelerate the growth of your business. I'm going to talk a shorter list, but these are the things to avoid. These are the things that will put poison in yourself and poison in your business and will limit your growth. It will prevent you from being the success that you can be. So avoid these things. Avoid gossip. Avoid complaining, whining. Avoid blaming. Don't get sucked in. Avoid distractions, time killers, excuses, and procrastination. Those few short things on this list could really do a lot to hold you back from where you want to be. So why not be that person we talked about in the beginning? Not the get-rich-quick person. They always fail, and they're always searching for that one sure thing. And in reality, there is no sure thing. And not the person that doesn't see the opportunity that we have, the person who doesn't work at it, who can't see past my first AMSOIL check was $1.95. You know, the person that can't see that, oh, I only made, $4 on this or whatever. Be the person that sees the AMSOIL business opportunity for what it is, a truly revolutionary way to have a lifestyle that most people only dream about. If there is just one thing to do, to want more and to have many things that other people can just only dream about, just get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. And with that, everyone, thanks for listening in.
Thanks, Michael.
Good night.